Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, writes the Monday column. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Lots of stuff on the docket today. Let's start with Dean Skelos, the former state Senate Majority Leader, Republican, and a car.
Yeah, the former Majority Leader had to give up his leadership post after he was indicted on corruption charges, but amazingly still has the perk of a state car. He had been driving a brand new 2015 Chevy Tahoe. They did take that away, the Senate did, and gave it to the new Majority Leader, John Flanagan. But in its place, they gave him a 2013 Ford Taurus, leading some people to say, what do you have to do to lose a perk in the state Senate?
Well, from that perk to headhunting and Governor Cuomo's administration.
Yeah, the governor in about 2.5 years ago said he wanted to change how people are hired. You know, a lot of governors, including this one, have been accused of using the hiring process for patronage purposes. You know, that goes back decades. But so the governor hired a company. He entered into a 5-year, $20.6 million contract that he said would professionalize. It was a headhunting company, and they would get the quote-unquote best and the brightest. Well, 2.5 years later, halfway through the contract, of a $20.6 million contract, they've so far spent $188,000. Not a lot of money on this thing, leading people to say it's the same old, same old.
What came back from the Cuomo administration in response?
Cuomo people said, well, we've created this new unit within the state government, and so we're handling it internally. We're just using this company now for specialized purposes. Of course, others say, then why did you need the company in the first place? You know, certainly we've seen he's hired a lot of politicians since this company. You know, people like former city council speaker Chris Quinn and former city councilman and state assembly Mark Wepper. And so certainly the patronage hasn't ended.
And lawmaker, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, in paying your taxes.
Yeah, Eric Adams was hit with a tax warrant. Eric Adams, who once yelled on the floor of the state Senate in his freshman year that he wanted a raise and literally was yelling, show me the money. The state kind of repeated it back to him and said, show us the money. He owed about $3,200 in back taxes. He was hit with a tax warrant back in April. He says he's now cleared it up and paid it. The state tax department's website doesn't show that, but he provided a credit card statement that showed he at least made a payment to the state tax department.
Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can get more at nydailynews.com. Ken, great to be back with you.
Anytime. Be well. Welcome back.
Thanks.